unmarried and extremely sober. They were mainly craftsmen in small trades, and were almost all heavily built, well scrubbed, owned serious boots, and were clumsily polite at the dining table. Oddly enough, or at least oddly enough to William's expectations of people like Mrs. Arcanum, she wasn't averse to dwarfs and trolls, at least the clean and decent ones. Mrs. Arcanum rated decency above species.
"It says here 56 people were hurt in a brawl," said Mr. Mackleduff,
who, by dint of being the longest surviving lodger, acted as a kind of president at mealtimes. He had bought a copy of the Times on his way home from the bakery, where he was night shift foreman.
"Fancy,"
said Mrs. Arcanum. "I think it must have been 5 or 6, said William.
"It says 56 here," said Mr. Mackleduff sternly, "in black and white."
"It must be right," said Mrs. Arcanum, to general agreement. "Otherwise they wouldn't let them put it in." "I wonder who's doing it," said Mr. Prone, who travelled in wholesale boots and shoes.
"Or they be special people for doing this," said Mr. Mackleduff.
"Really?" said William.
"Oh, yes," said Mr. Mackleduff, who was one of those large men who are instantly expert on anything. "They wouldn't allow just anyone to write what they like. That stands to reason."
So it was in a thoughtful mood that William made his way to the shed behind the bucket. Good Mountain looked up from the stone where he was carefully setting the type for a playbill.
"There's a spot of cash for you over there," he said, nodding to a bench.
It was mostly in coppers. It was almost $30. William stared at it.
"This can't be right," he whispered.
"Mr. Ron and his friends kept coming back for more," said Good Mountain.
But it was only usual stuff," said William. "It wasn't even anything of very importance, just stuff that happened."
"Ah, well, people like to know about stuff that happened," said the dwarf. "And I reckon we can sell 3 times as many tomorrow if we halve the price."
"Halve the price?"
"People like to be in the know. Just a thought." The dwarf grinned again. "There's a young lady in the back room."
In the days when this place had been a laundry, back in the pre-rocking horse age, one area had been partitioned off with some cheap panelling to waist height to segregate the clerks and the person whose job it was to explain to customers where their socks had gone. Saccharissa was sitting primly on a stool, clutching her handbag to her with her elbows close to her sides in order to expose herself to as little of the grime as possible. She gave him a nod. Now, why had he asked her to come along? Oh, yes, she was sensible, more or less, and did her grandfather's books, and frankly, William didn't meet many literate people. He met the sort to whom a pen was a piece of difficult machinery. If she knew what an apostrophe was, he could put up with the fact that she acted as if she was living in a previous century.
"Is this your office now?" she whispered.
"I suppose so."
"You didn't tell me about the dwarfs."
"Do you mind?"
"Oh, no. Dwarfs are very law-abiding and respectable in my experience."
William now realised that he was talking to a girl who had never been in certain streets when the bars were closing.
"I've already got 2 good items for you," Saccharissa went on, as if imparting state secrets.
Yes?"
"My grandfather says this is the longest, coldest winter he can remember."
"Yes?"
"Well, he's 80. That's a long time."
"Oh."
"And the meeting of the Dolly Sisters Baking and Flower Circle annual competition had to be abandoned last night because the cake table got knocked over. I found out all about it from the secretary, and I've written it all down neatly."
Oh, is that really interesting, do you think?" She handed him a page torn from a cheap exercise book. He read, "The Dolly Sisters Baking and Flower Circle annual competition was held in the reading room in Lobin Clout Street, Dolly Sisters. Mrs. H. Rivers was the president. She welcomed all members and commented on the sumptuous offerings. Prizes were awarded as follows." William ran his eye down the meticulous list of names and awards.
"Specimen in jar?" he queried. "Oh, that was the competition for dahlias," said Saccharissa.
William carefully inserted the word dahlia after the word specimen and read on.
"A fine display of loose stool covers."
"Well?" "Oh, nothing." William carefully changed this to loose covers for stools, which was barely an improvement, and continued to read with the air of a jungle explorer who might expect any kind of exotic beast to spring out of the peaceful undergrowth. The story concluded, "However, everyone's spirits were dampened when a naked man..."